in the headlines. Prime Minister Philip J. Pierre to discuss U.S.-backed sanctions against Russia. St. Lucia records its 40th homicide. And the St. Lucia National Trust extends condolences on the death of Diana Theodore. The details of these and other stories coming up after the break.
www.shopmassystoresslu.com. That's our new Massey Stores online supermarket. Shop and pay for all of your favorite products online. Plus, have them delivered right to your door. Enjoy digital coupons, bonus loyalty points, and other special offers that are only available online. Simple and convenient shopping. Shop now at www.shopmassystoresslu.com.
Welcome to the RCI Midday News Edition for Monday, August 8, 2022. I am Atova Gibson. Prime Minister Philip J. Pierre, along with members of his cabinet and representatives of the Citizenship by Investment Unit, met with officials of the U.S. State Department in St. Lucia to discuss the ongoing U.S.-backed sanctions against Russia. The Russian Federation was one of the unit's top five markets until new applications were temporarily suspended in response to global pressures that threatened to negatively impact the corresponding banking relationships of St. Lucia's financial institutions. Both local authorities and the U.S. State Department have committed to continuing the dialogue with the aim of agreeing on a mutually beneficial position. St. Lucia recorded its 40th homicide for the year over the weekend. The Royal St. Lucia Police Force is appealing to anyone with information regarding the death of Choiseul resident, 72-year-old Diana Theodore. Superintendent of Police Mr. Luke DeFreitas of the Major Crimes Unit spoke with the media about the incident, stating officers responded to a report of burglary.
Choiseul Police responded to an initial call of a burglary. Upon their arrival, the body of the owner of the premises was found bound and gagged within the premises. An investigation is on the way. As details are still unfolding, this is as much as we can release at this point.
Anyone with information regarding the incident is asked to contact the nearest police station. Meanwhile, the council, management, and staff of the St. Lucia National Trust extend their sincere condolences to the family and friends of Diana Theodore and to the members of the National Trust on the tragic and timely death of Diana Theodore. Diana was a passionate and vocal advocate for St. Lucia's natural and cultural heritage. She was a long-term member of the National Trust, who also served on the council and regularly contributed her ideas, concerns, and advice in areas of conservation and community interest. Her death is a great loss, and Diana will be sorely missed. 27-year-old Shaquille O'Geest, better known as Smiley, was shot multiple times on August 5th during a drive-by shooting at about 10:30 p.m. in Paybush, Babano. O'Geest was transported to the OKEU hospital via private vehicle and succumbed to his injuries on August 6th. Police are investigating the incident. In other news, Cabinet upholds the $80 passport fee for all applicants before July 25th, 2022. More in this report.
in ensuring the continued smooth transition to the electronic or e-passport system. Cabinet has authorized by Cabinet Conclusion number 480 of 2022 that applicants in possession of valid payments receipts issued prior to the 25th of July for either new or renewed passports shall not be required to pay any additional fees for the issuance of the electronic passports. That is to say that persons with receipts up to 24th July 2022 shall receive the e-passports at no additional cost. The new e-passports are currently being rolled out to hundreds of citizens. Prime Minister and Minister for National Security, Honorable Philip J. Pierre, and the Minister for Home Affairs, Honorable Dr. Virginia Albert Poyot, have pledged their continued support in ensuring an efficient and people-friendly transition for all. The government of St. Lucia shall absorb any monetary shortfalls related to this gesture.
Finally from us, in celebration of Breastfeeding Week from August 1st to 7th, the Ministry of Health, Wellness and Elderly Affairs ensures activities will focus on promoting and supporting breastfeeding. More in this report from Funel Neptune.
The Ministry of Health, Wellness and Elderly Affairs has commenced its breastfeeding awareness campaign with a workshop held at the Cicero Wellness Center catering to pregnant women and nursing mothers. The participants of this workshop were from the communities of Tiroshi Castries, Bexon, Cicero and Entrepo. The breastfeeding workshop was aimed at educating and empowering pregnant women and nursing mothers on the benefits of breastfeeding the babies. Family life educator in the Bureau of Health Education, Shulan Edward, says this activity is necessary given that the ministry is committed to improving breastfeeding levels in country.
The reason we are having the workshop is to encourage persons or educate persons on the importance of breastfeeding. As we, a ministry, realize our numbers for breastfeeding are very low. Persons start breastfeeding when the babies are born and realize that they stop after before the first 6 months. So we are trying to educate them on the importance. We are supporting them, which is part of the theme, to let them know that we are supporting them right through the process from 0 to 6 months and even beyond 2 years old.
Public Health Nursing Supervisor Bernadette Felix Regis says the ministry supports exclusive breastfeeding for infants up to 6 months, especially given the benefits to a child's development and health. Therefore, pregnant women and nursing mothers are encouraged to support this movement.
Children who are exclusively breastfed, they perform well with numbers. They do well in mathematics, and generally they tend to fall sick less. So there are several benefits for both mother and baby when they breastfeed and they breastfeed exclusively. And when we speak about exclusive breastfeeding, we speak about only breast milk for at least 6 months, okay? And World Health Organization has indicated that exclusive breastfeeding goes up to 6 months. No water, no formula, nothing else except breast milk. The only thing the baby is allowed to take during that time is medication.
Edward also spoke on the benefits of breastfeeding to the mother and the child.
Breastfeeding is important for mother, as the mother, when she breastfeeds, her womb goes back into place. So it goes back to the normal size when she's breastfeeding, and it contracts and it goes back to its normal size. Also, the mother, breastfeeding is economical. The mother can save money during that time when she's breastfeeding because she doesn't have to buy any formula. For child, it protects the child from infection. It also protects the child from chronic non-communicable diseases like diabetes, hypertension, obesity. It is the best nutrition for the baby, as is the best start that the baby needs.
The breastfeeding workshop entailed presentations on the benefits of breastfeeding, proper latching of the breast, and a Lamaze session. In the coming weeks, The Ministry of Health will be undertaking breastfeeding awareness workshops in other communities around the island. Reporting from the Communications Unit of the Ministry of Health, Wellness and Elderly Affairs, I am Fennel Neptune.
Looking back at our headlines, Prime Minister Philip J. Pierre to discuss U.S.-backed sanctions against Russia. St. Lucia recorded its 40th homicide. And the St. Lucia National Trust extends condolences on the death of Diana Theodore. For RCI's Midday News Edition, I am Tova Gibson.